the Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast begins right now because, again, we have such limited time with my dear friend A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. We're going to jump right smack in. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, great to be with you.
Hey, you know what's really interesting, and I tweeted this out earlier today. Resort massacre leaves five dead after man kills ex-girlfriend, her family, and new boyfriend. I thought, oh my gosh, here we go again, here we go again. And then I found out it was in Austria. And I thought to myself, certainly I'm misreading that headline, AWR, because the mainstream legacy in the tank progressive Democrat wing party of the Democrat socialist media in America has told me that this only happens in America. Could it be? Did I misread it? Or that stuff really does happen in other countries?
Yeah, it must. You know, in Austria, you're looking at that situation where the guy shot his ex-girlfriend and her family. He killed a total of five people. So, yeah, I think that's kind of played out. They kind of overplayed their hand with the this doesn't happen in other countries deal. And I think we've all come to realize that, in fact, it does.
So let's use that as an opportunity to segue to what happened in Kansas. It's a bar fight, basically. Okay. Four dead. This is from Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins. Four dead after two gunmen opened fire in Kansas City bar. And you can give us more information on that because you write the piece over for Breitbart. But what happened? Then we'll go over to Beto O'Rourke because they never let a good crisis go to waste, right? What happened here first?
Right. Well, the thing is, there's not much more that's been reported than what you're saying. You had a bar fight and two individuals after that bar fight went out and retrieved guns. I don't know how much time passed, if it was a bar fight and 15 minutes later they came back in with guns, or if it was hours later, but they returned and they shot and killed four people. And the identity of the two gunmen has not been released. They, at the time I wrote that piece, they had not been arrested. I still haven't seen that they've been arrested. And so that's that.
Were these two people shooting at each other, or were they working in unison to kill the other people involved in the fight? Do we know anything about that yet?
We don't know anything. No details have been released in that way.
Okay, so that's on the edge. But now you and I don't know crap about this. And frankly, we don't want to report on it early this evening anyway on Armed American Radio because we're going to know more tomorrow, right? So what we've done is we've just kind of given it some cover, correct? Isn't that the smart thing to do before we know everything?
Correct.
All right. Now, when you do that, though, I mean, because we play smart with that, and AWR, you know better than anybody, for example, the Zimmerman case. I never covered the Zimmerman case for 17 months because we didn't know what happened. I waited until the facts came out, and George Zimmerman, of all people, was extremely appreciative of me for doing that. I didn't like people within our community talking about it when nobody knew what happened, and we later found out that he was acquitted at trial, and most everything that the pundits were saying was all a bunch of crap lies anyway, which always seems to be the case. So let's go to Beto O'Rourke, who is now seizing on the Kansas City shooting for gun control before the facts are known.
Right. No, that's about right. You know, he's pushing, this is more of the epidemic, and we need to end this epidemic and this and that. And if you just read his quote or his tweet, you would think, well, there was another mass shooting in Kansas City. Maybe we do need to do something. But then when you get into it, it's like I told you, this wasn't a mass shooting.
Right.
This wasn't a planned public attack. There was what police called an altercation. And at some point in time following the altercation, two people returned to the bar with guns and killed four people. And, you know, that's it. And they used handguns. So, you know, O'Rourke's go-to gun control is that he's going to confiscate your AR-15s and AK-47s. As we've argued the whole time, that wouldn't do anything to stop crime, and this is a perfect example, because you could ban every rifle in existence, and these two boys would still carry out their crime because they used handguns.
I'm just curious now, and I don't know the number. I'm 394 people, according to, and this is going to September 30th. This number is higher. I don't have the previous week's count. So let me give you what I do know, and I know because you write this stuff too, but there have been 394 people killed in Chicago this year already, year to date. Now, that number is higher now because that's a week ago. So we can figure on average that we're probably looking at, I'm going to guess, as many people get shot in Chicago on an average weekend, 25 to 40, with anywhere from 4 to 9 dead. So you can add to that number, and that's going to be a safe bet. Is Beto O'Rourke screaming about those murders in Chicago, or is it just this in Kansas that he feels he can exploit?
Yeah, it's just he's mainly a mass shooting guy, and particularly mass shooting in the suburbs or in El Paso, which is his hometown. But that's pretty much how he rolled. So the Chicago killings are pretty much in the wrong zip code for him to be worried about. Or I don't know what other motivation may be there. But, yeah, those haven't taken a lot of his time.
Do you – it's hard. I know it's hard to get in somebody's head, but you have been writing extensively about him, far more than anybody else out there in the media. Can you try to get into his head a little bit for us and explain why? Because you, I think you just, and I know you well enough to know what you meant, but I think I want listeners to hear it a little bit deeper. You said in the suburbs. So what he's looking for is the exploitation effect of what he can use. And by suburbs, I can assume white suburbs, because he doesn't seem to care about black-on-black weekday violence in Chicago that is shooting and wounding thousands and killing hundreds of people annually. Not a peep from this clown.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know his views on race, but I do know that the Chicago killings are not something he's very absorbed with, nor has he said much about Baltimore killings or St. Louis killings, particularly East St. Louis, or in New Orleans. All of these things, these cities I've listed, are Democrat-controlled cities. And I think that may be part of the motivation, too. You don't want to criticize the cities that your own party controls, even though those are the ones that are out of control. So, you know, Kansas City, that's another Democrat-controlled city. And, you know, we've just seen what happened there. And again, that's not a mass shooting. I shouldn't couple that in. That is a, looks to be a crime, just a crime that was just done in the heat of the moment. But the police haven't explained that fully yet. But that's really the point to our earlier point, is that we really, really still don't know exactly what went down in Kansas City, but O'Rourke is sure using it to push gun control.
Listener, I promise you, the only that Kansas City shooting is something that we wouldn't have even talked about, quite frankly, because worse things happened, as you just heard AWR say, in Democrat-controlled cities. The only reason we're talking about it is because Beto O'Rourke is politicizing it and exploiting it in an effort to come after your firearms, because somehow you're responsible for that. But as we just pointed out, and as AWR just mentioned eloquently, that he won't go after anything in a Democrat-controlled city. AWR, there's no doubt in my mind that he doesn't want to criticize those other cities and locales, because as I've always said, you show me an American city in decay and I'll show you a city run by Democrats at every level for decades. No one can prove me wrong on that. No one. The email address is mark@armedamericanradio.org. You show me an urban center in America in decay and I will show you an American urban center run by Democrats at every level, in most cases, for generations. And I don't think that Beto is smart enough to even consider that aspect of it, because I don't think AWR that he can, I don't think any of the Democrats can exploit Chicago, because Chicago has the forms of gun control that they're seeking for all of us. So I don't even know that it's Democrat controlled. I think it's already gun controlled and they can't use it simply because it doesn't push their agenda, right?
Right. I can't argue with you. You're talking about Chicago?
Yeah, well, Chicago, Baltimore, any of them are gun controlled, but
yeah,
particularly Chicago.
Yeah, what are you
right?
going to do? What are you going to do? So there's not really anything. That's a problem they have, like in California. You know, California, they keep looking for a new law they can pass. Well, there's not much left in California but to back the truck up to the door, kick it in, and go in and take away every firearm. But guess what? Even if they do that, the criminals will still have their guns and crime will rise, because then the criminals will know the law-abiding people can't shoot back.
Yeah, that's a mess. I think that's the first time I've heard you phrase it that way. There's not much more you can do in California except back a truck up to somebody's home. And that's true, but they keep finding a way to find something else to add to the list. We're talking with AWR Hawkins, Dr. Hawkins, award-winning journalist. Now the another journalist of the year, right, at GRPC this year. Again, I get your awards all mixed up. That was right, correct?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
That's one. Congratulations. Journalist of the Year, again, at Gun Rights Policy Conference 2019. When we come back with AWR, we're going to go to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's running his mouth about a lot of things right now, more than likely trying to deflect from other things that are catching people's attention, most notably the Ukraine. We'll let the other radio programs talk about that garbage ad nauseum. We're going to talk about what they're not, and that's the fact that he wants to sue gun manufacturers. Back with AWR Hawkins right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome back. I want to take this quick opportunity to please remind you to support all of our sponsors. Lead Slingers Whiskey is just, I mean, we're having so much fun with the guys at Lead Slingers Whiskey. They are, we're getting so much email and the photographs keep coming in with you enjoying their products. Not just that, but the whole grilling while armed motif goes well with it. We're going to be, if everything works out right, we're going to be barbecuing while armed at the Memphis in May. It's the Super Bowl. It's the seventh game of the World Series of barbecue championship cookoffs. And we'll be there because Lead Slingers is the spirit. It's going to be served in every location at Memphis in May. So that's a beautiful thing, and they're one of our great sponsors. Don't forget Defender Coffee. Right now, you got the pumpkin spice out because it's that time of year. In addition to that, you can put whatever the profits, whatever gun rights organization you want that's on their page. I think they're down to three now. I'll check. But Second Amendment Foundation, when I get the coffee, because you can join the coffee club now, free shipping on two bags a month. I get free shipping on both my bags of coffee. Gunbroker.com, that's defendercoffee.com, by the way. Gunbroker.com is getting ready to pop huge with the new gun range bag giveaway. We're going to be popping a whole bunch of stuff in that, including grilling while armed and knives from Emerson Knives, our newest sponsor, Emerson Knives. Lots more to tell you about that coming up. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, I want to pivot over to Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is a very dangerous guy now, in my estimation, because Joe Biden has always appeared, you know, back in the day pre-Trump, when the rhinos and the establishment ran Washington. Now Trump's cleaning house out there. They're all in panic mode. And Joe Biden is shifting farther and farther and farther left because that's what his party has done. They're out of the closet now. And Joe's having to play that game. Your latest headline just is more proof positive. Time to sue gun manufacturers. For what, AWR? For what?
Well, if you listen to the context of what he said, my friend, His goal is to sue them into a place where he can control them. And by that, I mean this. He talked about opioid death. And he said, where would we be if we couldn't sue pharmaceutical companies? Well, see, what's funny about that, and I know we're going to go too far afield, but if you're listening to this, listener, pay attention to this. The Democrats complain about pharmaceutical prices. Drugs are too high. Drugs are too high. You know one reason they're high? Because pharmaceutical companies have to spend billions,
that's right,
or let's say at least millions, fighting off frivolous lawsuits because Uncle Bobby took him a handful of opioids every day for 20 years, even though the bottle said only take one every other day. And so when Uncle Bobby died, his family sued the maker of that product and said this product was bad, got it. And there are so many suits like that that the pharmaceutical companies have to charge exorbitant prices for their product in order to cover their butts for their defense costs. Let's go back to guns. Now, what Biden says is we ought to be able to sue gun manufacturers the way we sue pharmaceutical manufacturers. Now, automatically, you understand one thing. That will drive the price of firearms through the roof, and firearms will become something only the rich can own. That's important to understand. That doesn't bother Biden because he's rich and he's got taxpayer-funded security, so he doesn't care. But automatically, at the least, that will mean firearms for the rest of our lives will be only for the wealthy. But what will really happen, and this is the real goal, you'll bankrupt a number of manufacturers with those lawsuits. And so they can't secure gun control? That's all right. We'll just get rid of guns the back doorway. We'll make it too expensive to build guns. And so that's the overarching goal here, and that's what Biden's after.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that pharmaceutical issue because that's not too far afield. That is the model they want to use. It absolutely 100% is the model they want to use. We're talking about the PLCAA, which is the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. We could just as easily call it the Protection of Lawful Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Act if we wanted to.
Right.
Now, I happen to know a little bit about that, because my father, pharmacist, spent his entire career with Eli Lilly Drug Company. My sister, right now, pharmacist, local hospital here in the state of Georgia. She was the director of pharmacology. My grandfather, also upper management and sales with Eli Lilly Drug Company. Those companies and my dad's income through those companies put me and my family through school and gave us a great life, put me and my kids through college. But I got to tell you something. it's not just what AWR was talking about with the frivolous lawsuits. It's also the regulations that the Democrats have put in place that Trump is trying to roll back right now that force those companies to spend billions, and it is billions with a B and it's plural, for regulations to jump through hoops before they can bring one of their life-saving products to the market. It takes 20 years to go through the FDA. When you combine that with the frivolous lawsuits that you just mentioned, AWR, it is a recipe for disaster, and everybody thinks they've got deep pockets, so they go after them, and they're having to defend themselves. That's exactly the model Biden wants.
Well, I'm going to say something to your point, and I don't have the degree of knowledge you do because of your father, but I have enough knowledge because I've had to be on this. And because my wife is a doctor.
Correct.
And so I know some things. I don't know as much as you on this particular topic. But I can tell you this. I have to take Crestor, which is a cholesterol drug. And people – and the reason I mention that one drug, I'm not here, you know, getting paid by Crestor to mention the drug. The thing I want to say is what you said. The company that made that drug spent billions before that drug was available to save lives, and long before that drug was finally available in a generic, even cheaper, to save lives. And that those billions did, people don't understand that. What those billions did, that was for research. That was, as you say, for meeting FDA hoops, jumping through those hoops, drug administration hoops, whatever it is. There are so many things that a drug company has to go through because of the regulations that Democrats have put in place. And if we took Biden's advice, gun companies would have to do the same thing. And if you want proof, anybody who thinks this is conjecture, just when we get done with the radio show, not just this segment, when the radio show's over, tonight before you go to bed, get on your computer and look up California's approved handgun roster.
Bingo.
Because what California has done, it said, here are handguns you can buy in our state legally because these guns meet the stringent requirements of safety and all this. In other words, all the regulations were followed. And guess what? There aren't many handguns Californians can buy. And it's because not many companies want to spend the money they have to spend to go through the regulations they have to go through to make a handgun that they can sell in California. And Biden wants to do that to the whole country.
You know, you just did an Instagram post yesterday, or I saw it yesterday, with your beautiful, with the venerable Glock 19. He had it inside an Inside the Waistband holster showing off the rig. It was wonderful. Is it more expensive for me to buy a Glock, even if, is it legal, but is it more expensive for me to buy a similar gun in California than it is for me in the state of Georgia or Arizona? I'm going to bet it is.
Well, sure it is. Well, yeah. Hey, it is, because before you can even buy it, you have to go to the state and get a certificate of safety.
Oh, yeah.
And before, and once you get that gun, in order to, in order to put ammo in it, you have to go to a state-approved vendor to whom you have to pay a fee because you have to undergo a background check for your ammo from that vendor. Plus, the vendor has the opportunity to raise the money because you're only, raise the price because you're only allowed to buy from the handful. You're only allowed to buy from the limited number of state approved vendors.
I got to stop you right there, AWR.
I'm just saying, yes, to your point,
right on the money.
It's a train wreck.
The prices are that way because that's the way they're doing it. They want to price you out. That we've known that for a long time, and Biden wants to do it too. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the third hour, segment three, continues. Before I go back to AWR, and I've got a lot to cover with him, I have not yet mentioned to you my partnership with Ammoland. Ammoland.com/AAR. Ammoland.com/AAR to get all the cool stuff that we read and all this great information that comes into us. You can be right there on that list. It's free, and you'll see all the same stuff that we see over at AmmoLand. You'll be reading my stuff, and when AWR writes for AmmoLand, you might see his stuff over there as well, as many, many others. Don't forget, AmmoLand.com/AAR, and when the website is finally completed, I hope to see something later in the week, there will be links for all of this fun stuff for you. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, in the first segment, we talked about Austria. One thing we didn't talk about, and I should have mentioned this, and I want to go back to that, because your piece was written today earlier. Despite the Austria, the man shoots five, despite licensing and background check requirements. I want to point that out. I want to make that clear. We were kidding about the fact I said, hey, look, this happened. Oh, wait, the press has told me that this only happens in America. But what I neglected to ask you, and I want to go back to that, is despite licensing and background check requirements,
have in Austria, you have pretty tight controls. You have to get special permission to have a handgun, whether that's a pistol or a revolver, to have a semi-automatic rifle, same deal. And
You have to go through a background check either way, because you have to go through an in-depth background check to acquire a gun license, because only gun license holders can own a gun, period. Not only that, but you have to go with that license. That license allows you to buy ammo, but you can only buy ammo for the specific gun you have. Like, let's say you have a 9mm. You can't buy 40 cal ammo.
Right.
Even though you have a license, you can't buy it. You can only buy ammo that fits the gun that you own. So it's very tightly overseen. Despite all that, this guy was able to kill five people, no problem. Yeah. It's just another example that you pass all the gun control you want, you can't stop a criminal.
Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear, listener. I didn't mention the licensing requirements over there, and I was confusing also with the gunman in Kansas, quote unquote, opening fire in Kansas. We don't know enough about that, so I was confusing the two. But nonetheless, the Austria story I think is important. We didn't talk about when we mentioned it when we first started discussing it, the licensing and the background check requirements, and that's important because AWR, we saw the same thing in New Zealand, which was the safest place, I mean, one of the safest countries in the world, with a fairly high civilian gun ownership, and it was still the safest, one of the safest countries in the world until a terrorist decided to act like a terrorist and do what terrorists be doing, because terrorists be terrorizing, right? And
right.
The law-abiding people get punished, and now we're seeing less than 20% compliance with however many guns are estimated, you know, out in the wild, if you will. And obviously, when you have licensing requirements, it doesn't stop the terrorists from being terrorists, but it does allow the government to come after me and you, doesn't it?
Well, and that's basically all it does. You don't have to, you can look at licensing requirements in New Jersey to see that. You can look at them in any state that has the license to see that. I mean, licensing requirements, look at Illinois. You know, you have to have a FOID card.
Yeah.
In order to buy a gun and possess it, you have to have a FOID card. I don't know how many people on the South Side that are shooting people this weekend have a valid FOID card. And it's just a joke. All that card does is constrain the law abiding, not the criminal.
Yeah, I don't think anybody on the South Side that's shooting anybody and providing the statistics for us that we give on a regular basis is carrying a FOID card. In fact, I don't know that many of them even know what a FOID card is, quite frankly, because they don't need one. Because criminals be criminaling. That's what criminals do. Yeah, get that through your head. A couple things here. I love when I read these stories that you write, such as actress in ABC's Emergence points gun at her own face. Now, this is going back a couple days, but I, obviously I can't play the video here, but can you give us the theater of the mind lowdown of what happened here?
Well, I mean, I'm really shocked, to be honest with you, that they didn't edit it out. But it shows the woman who is the police chief, that's the position she plays. She pulls a gun out of a safe and pulls it out in such a way that she's holding it while it's pointed at her face. And it's just amazing, you know. And I think of all that entertainment as being an extension of the somewhere between the establishment media and the Hollywood elite. And all these people that know so much better than us, apparently they don't know that you're not supposed to point a gun at your own face. But, you know, that's just me.
It's not just you, because of the picture. Listen, I want to send you here, okay? I want you to go. It's real easy to find this. Just Google AWR Breitbart News. AWR Hawkins Breitbart News. Google that, and the link will pop up to take you to a list of his stories. And you'll see it. The photograph right there, she's got the grip coming out of a hand safe in a bookshelf, like a, you know, library type bookshelf in a home or maybe an office. I can't tell. But she pulls the gun out. She's got it by the grip. She's holding it backwards as it is pointed directly at her face. Now, AWR, were you really shocked to see that nobody edited it out? I mean, seriously, I don't know that they even think about this kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, there's part of me that says that, but there's part of me that says surely somebody's pointing at her face. But I mean, if you scroll down in that story, I embedded that mom's demand action gun safety instructor. She's holding the gun in the air, holding it by the tip of the barrel. Right behind her on the board, it tells you to point guns safely at all times. And so here's the gun instructor for the left who doesn't apparently know the tip of the barrel from the handle of the gun and just being very dangerous with it. So I'm not surprised in the long run.
It's funny where you embed that. You're talking about the Lewiston Tribune tweet. You're referring to? This is classic. Right. Let me give you the theater of the mind, listener. It's beautiful. Group promotes firearm safety. Moms Demand Action presents information in Lewiston on its campaign that encourages responsible gun ownership. As she is holding the gun in one of the most unsafe manners, that you can hold a firearm, because you never want to let the muzzle point in what direction, AWR? What's one of the four rules of gun safety? Where?
Well, you never want to point at anything you're not willing to destroy or kill.
So apparently she's willing to blow off her own hand and her forearm.
Yeah.
And Lewiston Tribune is talking about how it's encouraging responsible gun ownership. These people know nothing, absolutely nothing. But John Carney's tweet was, "Dear ABC, please hire someone to teach your actors and directors a little bit about professional gun safety. This jumps out as so bad that it distracts from the story. We can't believe that the police chief in hashtag pound in this program, Emergence, takes her gun out of her safe by pointing it at her face." The whole thing to me stinks of what's wrong with that media institution that we've lost, AWR, that no longer cares. They preach about gun safety. They use the words all day. They don't even know what it means, do they?
No, they have no idea. Gun safety doesn't mean confiscation.
So how dangerous is it that pop culture and Hollywood don't know enough about it, that they show stuff like this and are too stupid to edit it out? There are kids watching this stuff and young adults watching this stuff and hear that come from the media and actually believe some of that stuff, and look what we've got, right? Isn't this dangerous precedent?
Right. Oh, yeah. It sets an example that someone will follow. I mean, it's unbelievable. I know that no one I know who would do, say, an Instagram video or a review or whatever, they would never even post a photo or video of themselves with their finger on the trigger.
Right.
Much less with a gun pointing at themselves or somebody. I mean, it's just, there's no forethought. There's no intentionality. It's the blind leading the blind.
When you want to talk about gun safety, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you have a question about something that AWR Hawkins is talking about, send me an email and I'll get it to him. And he's done it before. He'll answer the question for you. These people know nothing about gun safety. They've simply hijacked language and go about their everyday lives with this very, very dangerous, not only rhetoric, but video examples proving that they know nothing about what they're talking about. When we come back with AWR Hawkins, there are two related stories I want to cover that he wrote about, both of which I talked about this past week, but we want to get his perception on it. Number of concealed carry permits surging to nearly 19 million in Florida, seeking to become the 17th permitless state, right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues. Wow, segment four already. It's, you know, a lot of you have been asking me questions about premium content. It's coming. We're going to have it up on the website. I will have something to look at, I'm assured, in the next 5 to 6 days. I've got some of the most talented people in the world behind me, building us something that's going to be a beautiful platform for you so that you can go in and get more content. And I can't wait to sit in front of this mic and bring you as much as 6 hours extra a week in new content. We're going to have to ramp up slowly, but it's all coming. And you know what's really cool? Those of you who are sending pictures of your lead slingers and yourselves on gunbroker.com or reading Ammo Land, all right, at ammoland.com/AAR, I'm getting all kinds of pictures from you. All of you are going to be able to jump on that premium stuff real soon. So thank you for your support. AWR Hawkins, let's go right back into this. Number of concealed carry permits surges to nearly 19 million. And this is a report coming from John Lott's organization, CPRC, Crime Prevention Research Center, showing more than 1.4 million more permit holders than there were in 2018. Now, the reason I say that this is dovetails well with Florida is because there are millions of other Americans that carry in other states that don't require permits. Tell us about it.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I think the number is 18.66 million, which rounds up to 19, and or nearly 19, as I said in the title. So that's phenomenal. And as you say, these are permit holders, and there are 16 states right now where no permit is required. Who knows how many millions, and I mean that word, millions, but people are carrying without a permit in those states, legally, as it should be. So who knows how high the daily carry number really is. But this is great news, because the people who are carrying are doing so for self-defense. And as they do that, crime will drop. And as we all know, and I looked at this week, FBI looked at 2018 crime numbers, and violent crime is down. And it's very important to understand. So as concealed carry has expanded, violent crime has fallen. And that's true.
You know, even more important, let me, listener, for your benefit, take a little bit away from that as well and kind of expand on what AWR Hawkins just said. Because I take you back to 1987 with Florida's landmark concealed carry legislation that gave you in your state today, regardless of where you live, some form of concealed carry under a permit statute, because that came from Florida. That's why we focus on Florida, Arizona, California, and now Washington State so much. Nevada kind of eking into you as the left attacks you. New Mexico, you too, as well. Georgia, Kansas, another great. Now, as we begin to see some other states begin to make some more news here, when you hear what AWR just said, how many more millions of Americans are carrying? I want you to think about every state having some form of permit. Now, granted, if you're living in a state like New Jersey and a couple others, it's very difficult to get those permits, if not nearly impossible. Hawaii, for example, as well. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at the permits alone, most permit holders will carry their firearm. So you can take that to the bank probably better than AWR. You'd agree with me. If you've got a permit, probably better 95% of those people are carrying, right?
I don't know a percentage, but I'll say, yeah, people that get permits carry guns.
Yeah, it's high. It ranks up there high. I do know a few people who have a permit just in case they want to and might not decide to carry on every, you know, any given day. But that remains fairly small. That number is small. So it's a big number if you have a permit, you're carrying your gun. That's a safe bet. In addition to that, you look at millions of other Americans in permitless states, millions, who are also carrying guns. And let's not forget the guys who say, I'm going to carry my gun in Florida, which isn't concealed carry or isn't constitutional carry, but I don't want a permit. I'm a law-abiding citizen that are carrying their guns anyway. There are those out there as well. So AWR, the question then becomes, if we're so dangerous and carrying guns in public is so dangerous, doesn't this just shut that argument right smack down on its face?
Right. Well, it's just one more thing that does. It's been shut down at every turn. Like you said, in 2010, when Arizona was doing away with their carry permit, everybody was talking about the books in the streets and the same thing. And when you look at Wyoming or Alaska or West Virginia or South Dakota or North Dakota, Missouri, we could go on and on. Bloods going to run in the street. Never happened. What does happen, is the FBI releases a crime report that violent crime has fallen.
That's right.
That happened. But I don't remember CNN covering that, but that does happen.
You're not going to get the coverage. We discussed that with Gottlieb in the first hour. It's just simply that coverage isn't going to happen. Now, I want to go transition over here to one of your, because this is a great example of what not to do. And you wrote it. And on the headline, it looks like a happy ending story. Homeowner shoots alleged burglar, goes back to bed before calling cops. When I saw that, I cheer. Yeah, another law-abiding, you know, good happy ending story. However, in this case, a homeowner in Dallas, and you read farther below the headline, in Dallas, Texas, is facing charges after shooting an alleged burglar, then going back to bed before calling police. This is a prime example of what not to do. Your thoughts on that?
Exactly. Yeah, well, there are a lot of things in this story that are problematic. I mean, and I don't want to find the guy guilty before he's found guilty. That's what I'm trying to be careful of. I'll just tell you, though, I do know that the police were talking about that the individual who died from a gunshot to the back of the neck, or perhaps the coroner said that. And I do know that the homeowner fired a shot, and when the guy was running off, he fired a couple more shots, or one more. I don't want to put a number there. But, I mean, I know adrenaline takes over. And, again, I'm not trying to find this guy guilty. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying, if I look at a shooting situation, it's good to form a habit not to shoot at people while they're running away, because sometimes it's hard to prove danger if the person is running away from you. And I'd just say, remember that. I don't know that that'll play a role here at all either, but that's just what jumped out at me.
Yeah, I agree. Problematic is a way to describe this, no question. There's also a couple other issues, I think, from a learning experience here. You know, education, information, and entertainment are part of the three key aspects of this program. And I think the educational aspect comes in now to the point, because I have had AWR, for example, Rob Pincus on the program in the past, who has come up with situations where it's not a good idea to shoot someone who is actually in your home looking at you that shouldn't be there. If, in fact, there's no threat at that moment and that person is, in fact, moving away to go back where they were, and there have been instances where we've seen AWR where people have accidentally gotten into homes and been shot and killed. We've seen it at Halloween where the drunk college idiot goes up to the wrong house banging on the door and winds up getting shot because he's in a, you know, some horror mask or something like that. And that happens. And we just have this incident in Dallas where a police officer, who I can promise you didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to go out and kill somebody. And when she went to the wrong apartment, of course, is now facing 10 years in the slammer for murder when she thought she was at her own apartment after finishing a 13-hour shift. So it happens, right? We can learn from these incidents.
Right, exactly. But I'll tell you, the situation of this homeowner in Dallas, it makes me nervous for him because I think he's 72 or 74, so he's late in years. And his neighbors commented on how he was upstanding and this and that. And so you can get yourself in a mess real quick. That's the point. And that it's not worth not being armed for. But you just got to go when you're going through your mental check and your mental preparation and you're doing your practicing and things. If someone's running away from you, try to practice. When they're running away, you don't shoot.
Yeah, put that gun down. There's something called a fleeing felon. AWR, we're going to have to leave it there. Armed American Radio, we took it right up to the limit, right up to the break. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, I hope you enjoyed this program. I did. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. You know I love you. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.